Welcome to the Doing Business by Faith podcast. This is your host, Shakita Morgan. All right, so I hope that your business week is getting off to a brand new start. And I pray that this week brings you nothing less than good success and increase and just overflowing with new clients and new opportunities and divine opportunities. So this week's podcast episode has been inspired by a conversation that I had with a local business owner here in Georgia. I was doing some shopping at a local store and I began to check out, and I was talking with the owner of the business. And he began to share with me that the pandemic has changed businesses a lot. And as a business owner, I completely understand that. When 2020 came along, and as we came into the month of February, I realized that we were coming right into a pandemic once we start having all these COVID-19 cases, businesses were shutting down, and so forth. And again, I was reminded that God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And that is the focus of this podcast. As a business owner, I have learned that if I am going to make it through any financial issues in business, if I'm going to make it through any struggles, I must understand that God supplies what I need for my business. Now, I do realize that this podcast is for those of you that are doing business by faith. And I believe that the audience that I have believes in God. And so I believe that this podcast episode is for you. If you are not a believer, I hope that after listening to this podcast that you are a believer. So let me get back to the conversation that I had with that business owner. We began to talk, and he started telling me that one of his locations, actually several of his locations, he has multiple businesses here in Atlanta, and he felt like since the pandemic that the business has not done what he needed it to do, and he seemed really concerned. Honestly, I can say he started putting most of his faith in the pandemic and not in what God can do for the business. So let me go back to saying this. A business owner that walks by faith is a business owner that believes in God and that believes that the source of the business comes from God. Okay? So if you are someone that's walking by faith, you know that it is God that gives you the power to obtain wealth. And you know that whatever you need will come from God. So you won't put your faith in what this economy looks like. And so today, I want to encourage you to ask yourself, have you been looking at your circumstances, or have you been looking at Philippians 4:19, which says, my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. So, I just want to remind you that our Heavenly Father is rich. So, that means that if you are a believer and you're trusting God for what you need for your business, you must know that God will supply it. He will supply whatever you need. So, let me share a story with you, which I believe will increase your faith. So I just talked to you about the business owner that talked about how his businesses are not doing that well. And he literally was putting his faith in the fact that the pandemic has literally just impacted local stores and small businesses. And so I encouraged him and I told him, you know, trust God. And I said, I will keep you in prayer, but I said, trust God. Because that's ultimately the thing that God is waiting for us to do. Now, I don't know if he's a believer, if he was an atheist, or if he believed in God, but I knew to tell him, trust God. So let me tell you how I know that you can trust God. This is just one testimony out of many, but I believe that this one will be one that would encourage you to continue to trust God. When my husband and I moved here to Atlanta in 2018, we were believing God to grow our business. We knew that there was going to be another daycare that we opened here. In 2021, yes, it took 3 years because I had to get my mind wrapped around being in a new city. God really had to work on me. So it took almost 3 years to find that location. But when we found that location, God exceeded our expectations. We knew he was going to bless us with a location. And actually, when we found it, the funds were starting to get low in the bank account, but we still signed the lease on the building. And when we found this location, we did a budget for equipment. You know, we were going to have to buy toys, equipment, materials, everything. But when we walked in that building and the realtor showed us that location, she told us, this location is turnkey. It comes with everything that you need. So that told me right there that when God orders your steps and when you trust him, he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And so I'm sharing this podcast to encourage you to put your faith in God. Don't put your faith in what you see on the news. Don't put your faith in what happened in someone else's business. When you put all of your trust in God, he will blow your mind. And that business expansion taught me that actually I was thinking too small. I had no idea that I could get a childcare facility that was fully supplied and turnkey. So I knew it was God because I had not even imagined it. I didn't even know that that was possible. So God will always do the impossible. He will always do things that we do not even imagine happening. All right. So I pray that this podcast has inspired you to put all of your trust in God and know that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. All right, so I look forward to your feedback on this week's podcast. I know my episodes are really short. I try to keep them less than 10 minutes because I know that we're all busy living our lives and who has time to listen to a very, very long podcast. But I pray that this short podcast has increased your faith in a big way. This is your host, Shaquita Morgan. I want to invite you to visit my website. Go to shaquitamorgan.com. And for more inspiration, be sure to check out my books that I have there on my website. You can also subscribe to this podcast and you can find more inspiration on Facebook under Shaquita Morgan Inspires or even on Instagram. And until next time, keep walking by faith and take care.